This is Dr. Ali Decatur history physical, patient name J-O-N-E-S Jones, Theron, T-H-E-R-O-N-E, Wayland, W-A-Y-L-A-N-D.
Put in the
Her name on it?
And the date.
That's very good. Page 7, 10-7.
Date of birth for this patient is 10-10-1969. Place, future case, jobs related, a service, 10-7-2023. History of present illness. This is a 53-year-old male. He was admitted. In the hospital, he has a known history of COPD, asthma, substance abuse. Came to emergency room with right leg pain after the leg got pinned, P-I-N-N-E-D, between the two calves. He was noted to have a right tibia fracture, seen by orthopedic and admitted for surgical management. Patient is acute, comminuted, C-O-M-M-I-N-U-T-E-D, comminuted right paroxysmal tibia fracture. He underwent right tibia intermedullary nailing by orthopedic on October 2nd.
Okay.
And there was non-bearing in the right lower extremity.
Okay.
Patient was given DVT prophylaxis, aspirin, total of 6 weeks and follow-up outpatient, CTOT done, and patient was sent to the subacute rehab as a future care. At presentation, patient has a shortness of breath, questionable pneumonia. He was given antibiotic, azithromycin, unicin. Subsequently, he was changed to augmentin to complete 1 week. His COVID was negative, and the leukocytosis attributed to pneumonitis, pneumonia in the hospital. Because of substance abuse, they consulted Aspert, recommendation followed up. When I saw the patient today, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, complaining of pain in the right leg, and he also feeling craving for the smoking, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, and ambulatory dysfunction due to recent fracture. Next, learn past medical history, COPD, asthma, substance abuse. Next, learn medication upon discharge. Aspirin 325 mg daily, oxycodone 5 mg q6 hour, augmentin, A-U-G-M-E-N-T-E-N, augmentin 500 mg 3 times a day for 3 more days.
Oh, no, no. I don't want you to get uncomfortable.
Taranar 650 q6 hour PRN, alprazolam 1 mg BID for anxiety, Ventolin inhaler, 2 puff q 4 hour. Symbicort, S-Y-M-B-I-C-O-R, Symbicort, 80/4.5 inhalation, 2 puff BID, loratadine 10 mg daily, promethazine 25 mg, Q daily PRN for nausea if needed, only PRN. Allergy, not known, social history of substance abuse, history of chronic smoking, river system, no headache, dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm-time musculoskeletal, right leg pain, dental unit, hematuria, neuro, no 60. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, and free. His blood pressure is 112 over 68, pulse 78, temperature 97.3, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 98%. Had inmate lamophilic, isonitaric, no urine discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest, non tender lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart test, no stroke, abdomen is soft, non tender, box and positive, extremities, right leg.
Oh, wow, here's what it is. That's okay.
Dressing with the supplement is in place. Neuro is awake, alert, oriented, and free. Assessment taken is admitted, status quo. Acute fracture, right paroxysmal tibia, comminuted, C-O-M-M-I-N-U-T-E-D, status quo surgery, intramedullary nailing, Next line, COPD / asthma. Next line, recent pneumonia. Next line, history of substance abuse. Plan of care. Will continue all his current medications. Reviewed by me. Chronic smoking. I have discussed with the patient and offered him nicotine patch. Discussed the nursing staff, 14 mg daily. Also discussed with the patient wife. Next line, code status, CODE. Code status discussed with the patient. You want to be full code. Most, M, capital O, capital L, capital S, capital T. Most, harm. Discussed with the patient. Patient wants to be full code. You want to be transferred to the hospital for any need. Blood transfusion if needed. Hospital transfer if needed. IV antibiotic if needed. Dialysis if needed. All the blood work if needed. The new most one was signed and placed in the chart. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.